Shalom, Uvracha, L'chol Yedideinu. It's actually been a little while since we've taken an opportunity to be able to communicate through our clips. But because we're not yet able to have any droshes or shiurim just yet, collectively with the whole tzibur in shul, Baruch Hashem, we're making our way back. Be'ez Hashem, it should be Niskabel Barotzen, should be successful. We should continue to keep the doors open and bring everybody together. So for the time being, I'd like to share with you one or two machshavas from the parasha, which are very much associated and tied in to the Avodas HaTfilah, and important messages which may perhaps gain inspiration from. Yesterday was Shavuot Batamuz. One of the five tragedies that happened on Shavuot Batamuz, as the Mishnah in Tanis tells us, is Butal HaTomit. The Korban Tomit was stopped on Shavuot Batamuz as the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash came to a standstill. It's interesting to note why we talk about Butal HaTomit specifically. All the Korbanos L'Chaira at that time were no longer able to be brought, none of the public or private Korbanos. But there was something perhaps profound, something of special dimension, a different kind of tzora, should we say, in the fact that the Talmud couldn't be brought. And I'd like just to understand something about the Talmud and how that relates to us. The first thing is, we see in the parasha something very interesting about how the Torah relates to the Talmud. And that is, whereas all korbanos, the Musafim, the Moyadim, whichever Korban it may be, whichever time of the year, are referred to always Kavayochel as connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the third person. Korban LaShem, Reach Nichoach LaShem, etc. When we read the Korban Talmud, we see something different. We mentioned it in the past, and it's something which is very, the Pasuk, is punctuated in the Pasuk a number of times. The Torah refers to the Korban Talmud in first person Kavayochel, Korboni, Lachmi, Reach Nichoichi, Tishmeru Lahakrivli. This is directly to me, to myself, to Kavayochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's something which you only find in connection with the Korban Talmud and no other Korban. In fact, as a result of this, there's an interesting shita in the Gemara in Psochim. As we know, on Erev Pesach, there's an issa to shecht that the Korban Pesach, when there's chometz, lo yishchat al chometz, dam zivchi, the Korban Pesach can't be shechted when there's chometz around. Rabbi Yehuda says, even the Korban Talmud on Erev Pesach, which was brought before the Korban Pesach, was included in the Issa to have chometz at that stage. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Lo yishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Zivchi is a zevach hamiyuchad li, the one which is unique to me, to my, it has this miyuchad in its connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Korban Talmud. Because the Korban Talmud about which it says, Korboni lachmi, as Rashi explains. So we can see there's something very unique about the Korban Talmud. More than all of the Korbanos, it has a mila more than any other avoda. What is it about the Korban Talmud that it's so special about it? In a word, as we've often been called to be mizbeinen, the Korban Talmud is special because it's Talmud, because it's every day. It's not just on special occasions. It's not just at times of special hisayrus, but it's a daily Korban every single day. Our avoda begins with Talmud and ends with Talmud. And those daily mitzvahs are the ones which have a very special chashivas which nothing else can be compared to. And those are meyuchad, korbani lachmi. And that in itself is a very important message. Because often we have the attitude that those avodas which are regular, today, tomorrow, yesterday, we don't attach to them such great chashivas. On occasions where we do something which is only periodic, then those sometimes we attach all our kavana and all koyachas because they're very special, because they're only irregular, they're very rare. But the truth is that the regular avodah is more special, at least from that perspective. Other korbanos have different milas, different koyachas, different inyonim. But the mila of its being regular is a mila which is so miyuchud, which brings the korban tomid a mile above everything else, the korboni lachmi, because you do it every day. And because you do it every day, those mitzvahs which are daily, and that's why it's so important to be mechabed regular mitzvahs, regular tefillah, regular kviyas, a mitzvah that we do kaseda, never be mevatel, because the regularity of it gives it a far greater chashivas than something which is only periodic. So we have to know, when we're moving across to avodah of shachris, shachris is keneged tomit. Very directly, the Gemara tells us the zmanim of the shachris, the reason why there's a safe zman tefillah till 4 hours of the day is because that was the time when the korban tomid was brought up until on occasion, etc. Lots of inyonim of the aravoid are tied in with the korbanos, because that which the korbanos achieved is something which, with our tefillah, somehow we can have something parallel. But the first thing that we have to understand from the korban tomid is the chashivas of the regular shachris. Every day, it's got such a kach and such a power. And we have to approach it as such, just like we were to approach an avodah which is just occasional or periodic, and we give it, you know, we get there on time, we think about it, it means something to us. These are avodahs which should mean even more to us. And we should realize the power that we have through a regular shachris. You know, we need to find rachmim, we need to achieve things. Give the shachris the chance to do it. You don't need anything beyond that. We don't need anything more miyuchad than the korboni lachmi, the regular avodah. If we give it chashivas, if we apply our minds, if we respect the davening the way it's supposed to be, if we mechaber the tefillahs, both in the way we come to davening, we're ready with the tefillin before the tefillah starts, and we daven from the siddur, and we apply our hearts and minds, we can achieve with the shachris some such great things. That's the first thing, the chashivas of the regular, it's regular shacharis, the regular mincha, the regular kviyasin, they have great, great chashivas. We have to look after them and utilize them. The second thing I'd like to point out is about, if we can talk about the zmanim, our shacharis, where are we up to? There's been a long tkufa where the zmanim of our shacharis hasn't really been under our control for various reasons. But we're getting back to be able to daven, hopefully, normally, in a regular Seder Avodah, and we have to ask ourselves, what is our regular Seder Avodah supposed to look like? You know, the Korban Tomid was something that was brought every day, first light. As soon as from day very close to daybreak, there's a discussion at the beginning of the third Perek in Yuma, we've been learning recently, about to what level we have to make sure that it's actually dawn has arrived. The rays of light already apparent enough to bring the Korban Tomid, but it was brought immediately. In fact, the Ramban explains in Brochas, although for certain mitzvahs hayom we wait for Netzachamo, etc., but for the Korban Tomid, it says Baboiker. Baboiker means immediately Baboiker, as soon as the Ur Boikers arrived, Korban Tomid. And I wanted to share with you a hargosha about this. You know, the Kohenim of the Beis Hamikdash, their Yerushamayim, their involvement in the Avodah was such that they didn't make mistakes. Mistakes in Avodah didn't happen. But there's one mistake that the Mishnah refers to that I'd like to learn something about. There was a mistake at the time when the Kohenim brought the Korban Tomid in the morning too early. We've been learning recently, once they mistook the Ur Halavona, they saw the moonlight and they thought it was the sunlight, and they brought the Korban Tomid too early before daybreak. And because of that, they changed the system in the Beis HaMikdash to ensure there was a second shomer in place, placed on a certain vantage point to check that the light was lit until Erev Pnei HaMizrach, till Chervin, etc. I want to tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, something about this mistake. It's interesting, Bechlal, that there was such an issue came about, and that needed a takona to make sure it shouldn't be repeated. But Kohenim don't make mistakes. What is it about this mistake that we have to understand? And the reason is the following. This mistake came about. Why did it come about? It came about because the Kohenim was so conscientious, they were so keen to go and bring the Korban Tomid at the first opportunity, that they did something. It was like a mistake, it was something that shouldn't have happened, but they brought it too early. They saw light, and they saw, oh, the day is here, we can go and check the Korban, and they went and did it. Machmas, the greaser cheshik that they had to bring this up, to do this avodah, they were so keen and so conscientious, perhaps too much. And that was a mistake. That was a mistake of the Kohenim. And that was something which we needed to protect and put a system in place that it shouldn't repeat itself. But that's a mistake which we have to learn from, about with what kind of zrizus, conscientiousness, are we waiting by Ur HaBoker to go and daven shacharis? I'd like to ask ourselves, Rabbi Yisai, how many times have we made the mistake to come too early for shacharis? We can make a mistake on the other way. We don't need to mention. Oh, but the mistake that the Kohenim bring him a korbas a korban atomid to bring it too early is a mistake that we have to learn from. The conscientiousness. Viva, how much does it happen by us? We end up coming to shacharis and we're a bit too early. Oh, but that attitude, that approach to avodas hatfila, taka to get to the earlier times, as soon as the day is about, mekendu gein davan shacharis after chazak lezmanim, at least to be on time for shacharis for sure. But we taka have to be mechazik. Where are we going? What kind of chashivas are we giving to this avoda? Our tefillas are the makom karbonos. We read about the karbonos this week. We have to talk about, understand about where we are still able to maintain our connection to these karbonos, to this avoda. And bifrat, in the zmanim of the 3 weeks, when we focus about what's missing from our avoda, the Ribbono Shel Olam frek Klal Yisrael, you want to bring the tomid back? What does your shacharis look like? What does the avoda connected to midim look like? Is that something by which you can say that we have the avoda missing? Is our avoda something which is deserving of being able to bring back the parallel of Sidoi Migdosh? Clearly, avoda, a little bit, every bit of chizuk, every bit of making it an earlier time or a appropriate time, or every bit of making it a time where we daven, we come to shul lahomia, that we're there before davening, with tefillin, ready to daven, focused on the avoda satfilah. You know, the avodas hakorbonos, if you think about it, was be'ikah machshova. The actual maisa in a korban was very, very limited. Short in time, limited. A maisa shchita, and afterwards a zrika. That's it, came up, besides being a murim. But it was the machshova that went along with it. It was the kavona, subjugating ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding that the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was that which the essence of this avodas hatamidim and avodas hatfilah is all about. And we talked about Mizboinen. We asked the Shaila, why does the Mishnah just bemoan the Butel HaTomid on Shivasa B'Tamuz? And the reason is because it was that regular Avodah which was so choshev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for, the Korboni Lachmi. And it's that which we're able to be mashlim with this, which is so meaningful in Kavoy Yochel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where our Mizboinen about our davening really needs to be focused. The Sfasema says, Amiri de Kazach, Muridika idea. Why is it that Parshas Pinchas always falls in the 3 weeks? It's because of the times of 3 weeks where we are, Klal Yisrael collectively, are Isaac in the Kisufin, I wouldn't call it merely the Avelos, but the longing for Aveda, the longing to come back to the Beis Hamikdash, for the Avedas HaKorbonos. So that for us means, and the we lay in the Parshas HaKorbonos in this week for us in order to have that, those Gaguim. Though the longing, the wanting, the yearning to be able to bring back these korbanos into the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way it should be, is why, particularly in this time, we talk about it and we learn it and we read it. But the practical message for us, our chashivas, for machshove in davening, for davening from the sidurim I've been talking about, trying to think about the words, be machshuv the tefillah bezman, seeing that should be baboiker, everybody be the woman machazak. Our Seder HaAvodas HaTefillah. It's not just something that should we do melomodo, not just something that we do just when it works out and by chance, but we thought through when and how and what we're doing. That's what the toichen of this Avodah is all about. I would say, just to be merciful word in this week's parasha about the Korbanos of Shabbos. We read all the Musafim this week. There's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim that I'd like just to mention at the same time about the Korbanos of Shabbos. You know, on every Moed of Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Tov, we take out a Sefer Torah and we read the Korbanos which are brought on that day. We learn about it. Every Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh. But on a Shabbos, on a regular basis, we don't take out the Sefer Torah and we don't read the V'yom HaShabbos, the Musafim that there are to be brought on Shabbos. Why do we not bring out a second Sefer on Shabbos, which we do every other time of Moed? That's a question which the Rishonim discuss. The Mechaben Shulchan Aruch says, perhaps the famous Teretz, because B'yom HaShabbos, Shnei Kavosim, it's a parasha with only two psukim, and we can't lay in a parasha of two psukim. The Gemara Megillah says a parasha needs to have three psukim at least. And so the Shabbostic apart, as opposed to all others, manim, is too short, and so we can't take out the Sefer Torah on Shabbos. That's the Shulchan Aruch. I always mention, and I feel, that Shabbos parashas Pinchas has a very special revach. And it's a speciality for the Shabbos itself. The Shabbos has an extra enjoyment, a delight this week, that because we lay in the Parshas HaKorbanos in Pinchas, we will lay in over Yom HaShabbos, and it'll be a great excitement for the Shabbos that we're laying in the Karbonos of this day, which normally on a Shabbos we can't do. The only other time we can do that is on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So the Yom HaShabbos of this week is a gewaltig excitement for Shabbos because it's the Karbonos. But normally it's only two psukim. But I would like to refer everybody, for those who have the time, it's well worthwhile looking at a piece, a beautiful piece, in Das Keinu Balatosis on this week's parasha, where he discusses this shaila about why we don't regularly lay in the Yom HaShabbos Masafim on Shabbos at great length. And he brings this reason, that the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't bring it from the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, but he brings the reason of the Shulchan Aruch, that perhaps the Yom HaShabbos is too short. And he says, he refutes that strongly. He says, because on other occasions we find, on Rosh Chodesh, for example, we'll begin with the Parshas HaTomid, and then Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And he says, there's no reason why on a regular Shabbos we couldn't begin laying in the few psukim previously, which is Tomid. First, we talk about Parshas HaTomid, Savad Yisrael, Korban Nerachmi, over Yom HaShabbos Shnei Chavosim. Shabbos, we also bring to Midim. We don't lay in it every day, but we could on Shabbos, when we want to lay in the Masafim, we could begin from Tomid, and we'd have more than two psukim, like we do on other occasions. Either Das Keinem, the reason is not the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's not because of the two psukim. But he says two other very interesting reasons. I'm just going to refer to them briefly because it's very interesting. One reason he says is the following. He says that in the Gabba, the Seder of the Inyan of Korbonis, the Gemara in Tanis tells us, B'shaa sha'omar Avraham Avinu b'ma'eda. Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I know that Klal Yisrael would be guaranteed, Eretz Yisrael, will be guaranteed the Hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'chole egla m'gushaleshes. B'shus HaKorbonis, bring a korban. So Avraham Avinu said, they'll bring Korbanos, so they'll be guaranteed, they'll always be close to HaKadosh Baruch. I'm just reading this in brief, but I'm quoting from the words that it says in the Das Keinim in the parasha. V'heshiv la'Avraham, tinach bizman shebeis HaMikdash kayom. So Avraham Avinu said, yeah, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's Korbanos, but how will we be able to have this tikkun, this kapara, when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Amal HaKadosh Baruch, she'ikoyrin lefona HaKorbanos, umale ani aleim ki'ilu hikrivam lefonai umechapelohem. They'll read the parashas and they'll have kapora from the parashas. So the Das Keinu, we will notice that Shabbos is very different in the Musafrim to all other Zmanim, Moyadim. On all of the Moyadim, Rosh Chodesh and other Moyadim, the Korbanos that are brought incorporate a kapora. Se'irizim lechatos, lechaper aleichem. There are Korbanos which incorporate kapora. So the Das Keinu, when there's a parashas and he says the following, ובכל פרשת של מועדס ורש חודש כסיף בו כפורו. אבל בפרשת שבס לא כסיף כפורו. לפיכך אינו נקויר נויסו. Very interesting reason. He says, we need to be mashlim reading the Korbanos to have the kapora of the Korbanos. Kapora is meyuchid only for those musafim which have chatois, which have kapora, so those need to be read in order to be mashlim, b'mokim the korbonis. Shabbos doesn't say anything, there is no, in fact, we know, that the Mefroshim explained, the Das Keinu himself refers to this. Shabbos is two simple korbonis, shnei kvosim. The Mefroshim explain, it doesn't have shivas kvosim, it doesn't have porim and elim, it merely has, as the Erechaim HaKodesh calls it, the lechem mishnah of the korbonis of the week. There are two tamidim every day, and two extra on Shabbos, keneged the brocha kfula that Shabbos has over the week. And that's the way we bring the korbanos of Musaf. Extra two over the regular daily two. But there's no korban lechaper. It doesn't have that element, that dimension of korbanos, and therefore it's not necessary to take a sefer Torah and to read the korbanos. Very interesting time. Only those which are kapara need to be read in order to achieve mechaper aleichem as the lashon of the Gemara. I'd just like to mention, according to this time, there's a very interesting pshat in that which we say, Tikanto Shabbos, Rotzisa Korbanoi Seho. In fact, Yudvel advised to look at the Das Keinim, and he explains just at the beginning of this piece, the pirish in the taich of the words, what does Tikanto Shabbos mean? What does Rotzisa Korbanoi Seho mean? We can ask ourselves, why does it say Rotzisa Korbanoi Seho about Shabbos any more than are the other Korbanos? Why do we not say Rotzisa Korbanoi Seho on Rosh Chodesh? Why do we not say Rotzisa Korban Yaseh on other Moyadim? But the answer, perhaps, based on this Das Keinim, is the following. On Rosh Chodesh and Moyadim, there's a Soir, there's Korbanos Lechaper. In fact, the first Mishnah, the first Perik in Shavuos, has a great arichas about what all the Musafim of all the Zmanim come to be Mechaper, Rosh Chodesh, Mayadim, Regolim, Yom Kippur. Shabbos is omitted from the whole Perik because Shabbos is not Mechaper. And therefore, maybe when it says Rotsisa Korban Eseho, we talk about the Musafim of Shabbos, there's an extra Ritzui, there's a Rotzin, there's something about this which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, because these are not Karbonos Lechaper. When we're talking about Achi of Kapora, which we may need, and it may be valuable, but it's not something which we can refer to as Rotsiso. Kapora is necessary, Kapora is a Chesed, but Ritzui is those Karbonos which are not Kapora, they're just Mitoch Avo, Mitoch the Ole LeRotzin, which Shabbos is unique from all the Musafim because there's no element of Kapora in the Shabbos Dikah Korbonos. That's why we may be saying, that's why, as I say, the Das Kanan brings a reason why we perhaps don't need to read the Parasha. And that's why maybe the Korbonos of Shabbos are referred to as Rotsisa Korbonos Seho, more than the Korbonos of other Musafim, where there's an element of Kapora as well. But Derech Agav, the Das Kanan says another beautiful pshat in Rotsisa Korbonos Seho. And it says it may not refer to the Korbonos which are brought on Shabbos itself, but Shabbos achieves a maila to make all other behemoths roi and befitting to become Korbonos. Because the Pasuk in Parshas Emor tells us that a Korban is only roi to be brought as a Korban after 8 days. Why does it need to be 8 days? The Medrash says because it has to have gone through a Shabbos. Through any 8 day period, there must have been through a Shabbos. Once it's Niskadish Bikdushas HaShabbos, it's roi to become a Korban. It's something amazing just to see how the Kedushas HaShabbos even affects the behemoths, the Balei Chai, the whole Bria. Zokhtid Askedim in this piece, it says when it says Rotsisa Korban Yisrael means Ribbono Shelolam put into place Shabbos, and the Shabbos achieved for all the behemoths that they are now roi to become korban. Rotsiso, you have now become nisratza with all korbonos. Har korbonos sheroi pnei Shabbos. I'm reading out the words. Sha'omrom yom hashmini v'hola yirotza v'yefshe l'shmoni yom v'lei Shabbos. And that's the pshat rotsiso. It made all korbonos become nisratza, even those brought after Shabbos. That's a different taich in rotsiso korbonos seho. So either it means that the Shabbos gave kedusha to for all korbonos to be brought at any stage after 8 days, or Rotsisa Korban Yisrael means the extra Korbanos of Shabbos because they're not Kapora, they're Ritzui. It's the Lechem Mishnah of the week, but it's only Mitoch the Av of Kedushas HaShabbos without any element of Kapora. Kachoy Kach, Rabbi Yisrael, there's lots to read about when we talk about the Avodas of Shabbos, the Korbanos. He actually finishes off with another interesting piece. Perhaps it's also relevant to the parasha, and so we'll finish this off. He brings the third reason why we don't lay in the Shabbos Dikah Korbanos regularly. Because in the Parshas HaMoedis begins, Eile Moedei Hashem Asher Tikru Oisom. Moedei Hashem Tikru Oisom. The Zmanim of Moed, which you should call, you should declare. The Eimei Kriyotzi Midei Pshuto, a very interesting pshat. The Poshta pshat is, you should read about the Moedei Hashem. Although the simple pshat means that Bezin should declare the Zmanim of the Moedim. But he says the Poshta pshat in Pasuk is that we should read about the Moedim. And therefore, there's a chiyuv to take out a Sefer Torah and read about the Moedim because of this din of Tikroisam. Ve'emi kriyotzi b'nei pshuto, demashma kriya b'torah mamash. Avol Shabbos lo'iksiv ken, Shabbos is not considered Moed. Rosh Chodesh is Moed, Shabbos is not Moed. And so when it says, Moedei Hashem ashtei Tikroisam, is a chiyuv to lay in on Moedim, on Rosh Chodesh, but not on Shabbos. So there's three reasons perhaps why we don't lay in the Musafim from the Sefer Torah on Shabbos. We have the tefillah b'makom the korbanos. Clearly, that's what the tefillah's musaf is all about. But the leaning, either because it's two psukim, shteita mechaba, or because it's not bol achaper, and so we don't lean anything which doesn't need to achieve the kaporas, the gemorin in Tanis says, b'makom korbanos, or because the moedei Hashem asher tikru oisam refers to moedim, refers to regolim and Rosh Chodesh and not Shabbos. That's a very interesting discussion, b'chlal, about the Korbanos of Shabbos. As I say, this week we do lay in the Korbanos of Shabbos, which according to the time of the Shulchan Aruch, that we can't usually do it because it's too short. This week we're able to do so. The Ikkar is, though, that what we should take from this is Avada, our longing for Avodas HaKorbanos. That's why the Sasema says we read about it now. We talk about Korbanos. And that's as much as what we can do to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this Avodah is important for us. But practically, we have to be mesaken the butal atomit. We have to be mesaken the avodas hashachris, which is connected avodas hatfilah, which is a very important element of how we, and as I say, shachris, but it's the zmanim of shachris. How are we getting up the first thing in the morning, conscientious as the kohenim were? Not to forget the toils that the kohenim made. At daybreak, that was their hairline was such that all they fell short on the wrong side because of the conscientiousness to be mekayim. And that's how we look forward to a shachris. With all that enthusiasm, with all our interest, on Aziz Mechavan of the Avodas HaKarbonos, which is Avodas of Machshova of our Tefillah. And that way, the Ribbono Shel Olam's Helfen, our Tefillah should be meaningful. That which the Karbonos were able to achieve then, our Tefillahs were able to achieve now, to bring Brocha, to bring Yeshua, to bring Simcha, to bring Refuah to Kal Yisrael. And they would also bring the Avodas HaKarbonos back close by. We can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are Machshiv our Avodah, we're doing our best for it. In the format that we can do it, when Azevet Mezuicha Zayin and Einim Bekoruv to have the Beis Hamikdash B'Tifarta with all the Avodah B'Mkoyma B'Mheira, the Eveshas Al Helfen, we should all be well, we should all be happy, we should all be Matzliach, Zayin a good Shabbos, Zayin Atzlocha L'Chol B'Nei Kiel Aseinu Mishpachteinu, and for all Yidin and Einim, called Shabbos.